Okay, so we were on Daf Dalid, and the Mishnah is continuing with describing the stage at which fruits are considered ripe enough that they could be chayev and ma'aser, the owner and ma'aser. So kol ha'adumin mishe adimu, all red fruit from when they redden. So Maisha teaches that rimon shenikra bo afilu preda achat, if a pomegranate was pecked at, so either by birds, that's a marafolda takes it here, and that shows that it's developed. But the gra, if you look at his girsa here, has the girsa of shenigmar bo and not shenikra bo, that it developed even one seed, meaning even a single seed was ripened. Kula chibur lemaaser. It's all one unit, and it's chayev, therefore, or it's potentially chayev, more precisely, in maaser. Eshkol shebisho afilu gargar yechidi, a cluster of grapes, which reached the ripening stage. Kulo chibur lemaaser. So they're all chayev. So Amar Reb Chanina pashto hulan. So when he explained the braita, kol oto agefen, kol oto hamin. It doesn't just mean that cluster. It means the entire vine, the entire species, that entire subspecies, really, of that that type of grape. Now, you know, how far does that extend? So the Pnei Moshe says, "Afilu kol to agefen sheyesh bo eshkol hazeh, afilu kol to min shebegefen shebitzida." Right? He seems to try to limit it and says that it's the one that's near it, right, or next to it. Right? It can't just be the entire world. That seems very unlikely. The gra says changes the girtz from kol to amin to kol oto harimon, that it's the entire pomegranate tree. So again, that's going to limit it, because it'd be very strange, it'd be the whole the whole world. The marfold also says I feel kol oto hatsad shagefen omid bo. Feel eno oto aminamash, that whole side of the tree, even if it's not the exact same subspecies. So again, it seems to be within a certain proximity. Chazar pashon, then he said, kol oto haruach, that entire side of the vineyard. Rabiosi braivonam, or kol oto akerem, that entire vineyard. Right? So again, it's within a proximity. They argue the precise proximity, but they understand it can't be the entire world is chayev, because in one place a grape ripened. So hayakerem katan vasao gadol. What if it was a vineyard? It was small and he made it big. Gadol vasao katan. Or vice versa. Echad vasao shnayim. We took one divided into two. Or shnayim vasao echad. So then, right, he put a fence or something like that. Or he took away a fence. So then, right, again, assuming that this is not on the whole world, it's within a certain distance. So then, what do you say? So the majority of Mefarshim read it the way we just did. Chazon Ish, notes that this is problematic, right? Because we just said, right? I don't understand. Like, it's, we said like a whole region, a whole kerem, and what, is it that formal? So he says that I kerem katan maso gado gado maso katan maso shnayim shnayim maso echad, etc. I mean, he says the Gemara had said that the ripening of one grape says the other grapes on the same side of the vineyard are ripe. And Rabbi Rabban says, even if the other grapes are not on the same side of the vineyard, if they're in the same vineyard. And then the Gemara asks a question. He says, why should being in the same vineyard make a difference? And it's saying, rhetorically, would putting a fence magically change things? And not. And therefore, it would come and limit it even more back to, that particular fruit, presumably, and that's it, and not the entire universe or whatever. And with this, you could explain the Rambam, because if you look at the Rambam's formulation of this, he limits it not to the whole vineyard, but everything on that side, right? And he says, "Velo to eshkol bavara kol ruach sheish bo to agefen sheish bo ha eshkol." right, which could then be taken as a rejection of this expansion, and that's how he would, and that's how he would get there. Okay, fine. So Shmuel Amar. So now the Mishnah had said that if the seeds of the Gemara had said that if the seeds of the pomegranate are all one unit, so the Gemara now says, okay, well, once we're talking about, you know, something with a hole in it, right? If that's really what it was, pierced by this bird, so then we move to something which is pierced by something else, right? This we talked about extensively in Trumot of Nikur, or something that might have been pierced by a snake. So Shmuel Amar Dlach Nikur Beit Ibal, a gourd that has a puncture where it grows while it's attached to the ground, called Dagum Asura. It's all, that whole group is Asura. They were all planted in like a hole. Or maybe it, Rosh Rilio says maybe not just that, maybe it actually somehow spread, you know, because they sort of overlap with each other. They all sort of draw the same nourishment. And the Gemara then says, Achmed Mechbeid of Tamara came. The same is true of brooms of palms. And Amr of Yossi, right, so meaning one date is found to be punctured, the rest are usher as well. And Amr of Yossi, Shal Yonatan Mencharshi Ishkanis, or Gamliel of Chacham Biavne, Niture Retev Biibehen. If you have not yet ripe dates that were punctured while they were attached to ground, mine, what's the halacha? So Amr lo, Kolota Dekel, usher. The entire tree is usher. So Amr of Yossi, Machain Tzricha, and why do you have to ask? Mishnah Kulan. That was where they were all punctured. Shalota Marhol Ve'ein Derech Hanachash Lazar Kings. You might have said a snake doesn't do that. Ani Omer Anan Shal Tziporim Shachan Alei Ve'Nikros. So I might have thought that it was a flock of birds who did this. Kamashmon were worried that there was a snake, or perhaps that the bird had pecked where there already was a snake bite. And Rabbiona b'shem Shimon Chasida nikurei retev b'ibayen asar, not yet fully date that was punctured attached to the ground, asar v'arabim nagu ben heter v'einan nizokin. But most people are mekel and they're fine. And this, as we talked about, is the sugya of shomer p'tahim Hashem, which. You know, as we noted, you know, we talked about in Lamdus, is it that it's something that's not considered dangerous because everyone does it, or it's that there are certain things you're allowed to do that they are dangerous, right? That there has to be some limit, you know, on chashashot, right? And right, because on the one hand, yeah, we say that spek of pichuach nefesh, you know, is us. On the other hand, we let people drive, we let people walk, you know, and the like. Right, the Achiezer just puts it very simply, right, that it has to be that, right, the things that are, you know, when something's a chash rachok, a miyun, a matzah, right, there has to be some sort of limit. And again, some of it is just as minhag sholom, that even if it is dangerous, right, we let people do things, because that's life. Right, again, there's a tremendous amount of discussion in poskim about this. There's also discussion in postgame, what if something was once in Chazal? You know, is it only something that, like, you know, formally Chazal say? Is it something that people are now Dushbe, you know, are now common that it's okay? Right, we've seen different applications of this. We mentioned the one of Nashim Misham Shabamoch, right, women, where the Gemara in several, in Yuvamot and Mixtubot, right, talks about women who are Misham Shabamoch to prevent them from becoming pregnant, a Ketana, Minika. I mean, Ketana Mu'beret Meinika, and the Gemara says that L'halacha L'cham say that they're not Meshemesh B'mochot, they don't have to prevent pregnancy, because Shomer P'tayim Hashem. The Gemara Navo Dezara Lav Lamed, it says that people eat fruit at night, and they don't have to be worried about it because Shomer P'tayim Hashem. The Gemara in Nidah says even though some people thought it was dangerous to have a bia, liyom tishim, right? Kilush ovech damim. So Amar Rabbi Meshamed Valach Shamar Ptaim Hashem. You don't have to be worried about it. Again, many different places this comes up. Gemara in Yevamah Dafayin Bet. In terms of right, that's in terms of Mila B'Shabbat. Right, the Trumat Adeshen quotes this is one of the reasons that people aren't so worried about marrying a woman who's already had husbands who died. Again, there's many, many different applications of this this sugya. Okay. Fine. So harimonim mishimasu. So when it comes to pomegranates, when mimasu. So what is that? So zera b'shem rabiyasa mishit ma'echa ochel tachad yadav. This is when the edible parts of the pomegranate can be crushed and juice comes out. Yuda bar pazi b'shem rishua levi mishchadu mechza. When they have half the amount of juice that they're supposed to. So Riona boy. Dilman Rabban Dagadu Hushmele, maybe you heard this from the Rabbanan whose expertise is Akadata. Right? This shows you the fact that there were people, those who were experts in Halacha and those who were experts in Akadata. But clearly the blur, right, because it said that our brothers, Hei Masu at Levavenu, this is by the Meraglim. So the Balei Agadah, Hei Masu is Miso, which is the Greek word for middle. So it means they split it into two. Now, of course, this is in tension with the third, and we saw that some Rishonim thought that some fruit are a third and some are the other thing, so obviously that wouldn't be a problem. But here, if you think that everything is the third and the other things were Simanim, so then you have a problem. So either you see Rimanim are an exception, or you think that pomegranates yield half the juice that fully... of those that they're fully ripe, they're third grown, right? And then you would say that they're, you know, exceptional that way. Okay, tamar mishit yilusor, so dates when they swell like, and we talked about this with sourdough, right, like starter. So chia barva amar mishim alei acheretz. That's when the crevices fill in. Rabiona boy, manan kayamen. So what are we dealing with? Imish alei acheretz, if it fell in, novelet. So then it's a novelet, which is considered windblown and not yet chayav and not ripe enough. If this pit comes out, b'sheli called sarko, it's fully ripe. So rabbanu de kesarin amre mishi itochem yeh yafo lachila. It's when they can be spread out in the sun and dried out and be good to eat. So parsley mishil gidim peaches when they develop sinews or zera b'shem isi mishatil gidim adumin. These are the red sinews, like stringy, sinewy-like colors. How it goes in, vashe shkedim yasu migura. So that's when they make a storeroom. So Rabbi Omar goes in vashkedim yasu klipa. That's when they form a skin, right? So the meat separates from the shell, or different compartments develop. Amru beklipa tachton shismuchalo. Well, this is the lower skin, which is close to the edible part of the nut. Right. So meaning Rabbi Yehuda thinks they need to be basically fully ripe. The Rav Matz says no, because Yehuda earlier doesn't think you need full development, and therefore he says as follows, right? He thinks that walnuts, I'll take this from the art scroll, they have three casings, right? The nut is enclosed in a green fuzzy husk, and there's the wood-like shell, and then it's a thin skin. So the Tanakama holds that the nut is considered to reach the onet maser at one of the outer husk forms. Yehuda thinks that it's only when the woody shell, which is closer to the edible part, forms, but that's before the full ripening. Now, from the Rav Matz, it seems that the membrane comes after the storage room stage, but Professor Felix flips it. So Amru beklipa tachtoni shizmuch lochel, so modin chama Yehudas, vachama grita Yehuda, ba'iltzerin uve ipistakin uve sirvolin, by nuts and hazelnuts, pistachios, and pine cones, or anything that has a shell, possibly, according to the Rambam, Mishyasu Klipa, when they have this skin. Charuvin, Mishin, Akro, Karabs, when it becomes soft. Sotani, Ruchanina, Bar Papa, Charuvin, Shil, Shulan, Hichanatan. When they form chains, that's the forming of the fruit. This is part of a different halacha, namely that produce has to be on each year separately. And that's nafkaminas for, 1, 2, 4, 5 of Meiser Sheni and 3, 6 of Meiser Ani. So most fruit go by chanata, which is when they emerge. But by carobs, it's not. It's shil shulon. It's when they get these, when they form these chains. The gra is a different one. And he says it was Azam Shashu's man shemechash from the Chanata, the kindling in Meiser's man. We'll leave that. Okay. The kol eschor in all dark fruit. So when they become black, kagon inve hadas like myrtles, inve sne or thorn bush berries, blackberries, mishi inakru. And then we said all dark ones when they become spotted. So tani reb chanina bar papa mishiasu nekudu nekudu shchar when they have black hole spots. Haprishin. When they bald, so it's bar ligan, these are quinces, Vamana Krishman Prishan, why they called the Shain min Ilan, Shuhu Parish, Lagadera El Azubovad. You have no species that are set aside only for cooking except for this, because that's the only time that they are edible. Okay, we'll stop there.